Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kansas App Store Accountability Act, Senate Bill 372, passed by the Senate back in February, requires app stores to verify user ages and mandates verifiable parental consent for minors under the age of 18 in order to download apps or make purchases. If it's passed by the House, it would be effective January 1st of next year, and mandates linked parent-child accounts to boost digital safety. The bill right now is held up in the Kansas House Federal and State Affairs Committee. I actually served on that committee when I was in the House. It's held up right now. There's only 2 days of hearings left available for that House committee to take up the bill. And with us now to tell us exactly where it stands is Brittany Jones from Kansas Family Voice. Brittany, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you with us again.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
This is, you know, it's an important bill, and what it would do basically is kind of, if I described it correctly, it would just say that these app stores, you know, Apple, Google, the others, would verify the age of users upon registration, basically forcing developers to implement some sort of age-appropriate restrictions, correct?
Yeah, it ensures that the apps are rated appropriately, and you know and parents have access to non-misleading understandings of what are actually in the apps, giving them the tools to decide whether that app is appropriate for their child or not. Because right now, we know the descriptions of apps are misleading. We know that parents are they're doing their best, but parental controls are not enough for most parents, and Google's even teaching children how to turn off the parental controls when they turn 13, which is when parents most need to be in charge of what children are being exposed to. And so it is just, it's a very much a needed bill, and it is supported by 180 child advocacy organizations. It's something we've been working on as a movement for decades. And so it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that we're pushing this bill.
Well, and if account then belongs to a minor, parents or guardians would then have to actively consent to downloads and in-app purchases based on information provided about the app's age rating and data practices, correct?
That's correct. It's all about protecting kids' data. It's all about giving parents control over what their children are seeing. It is not a mandate from the state of what a child can or cannot see. It's all about giving parents those tools and holding these big tech giants accountable for what they're exposing children to.
So, Brittany, you know, what is the opposition saying here? Because I know that there's a group that is opposed to this, that are claiming that, you know, there are loopholes and that this is just nanny state, and that, you know, that we're trying to censor or pushing this off on the tech companies, and that it's really not their responsibility to monitor people's, you know, free choice, basically.
Which is just really laughable to me, because these same tech groups like NetChoice have opposed every single effort to protect children. They opposed our age verification law for pornography 2 years ago. It's the same groups that oppose that law that are opposing this law or this bill. And it is just, they have all the information already. They already could do these things, and they're choosing not to. We've been working, and our movement has been working or trying to work with these groups to get them to do this voluntarily for over a decade, and they won't do it. And this is the simplest, most privacy protecting way that we can give parents tools. and help them actually have the information they need to make the decisions. This is not the app stores or the tech giants making these decisions. It is the parents. And the tech giants do not want to admit they have children on their apps, and they don't want to be liable for any of their actions. And it is far past time that they bear some responsibility for the way that they are profiting off of children.
I mean, you know, and by the way, we're talking with Brittany Jones from Kansas Family Voice. I, as a general rule, I'm not a fan of government mandates and these, you know, broad type of legislation. But much like you mentioned the internet pornography bill, if you're having kids that are being exposed to apps that are not age appropriate, this would be a good way to help parents have control over what their children are being exposed to. And why are children getting access to apps that may be inappropriate for them?
You're right. We're talking about apps like Roblox. Roblox is opposing this bill because they know they have children on their apps that are being exposed to adult predators through their chat feature. And they don't want parents to know that. They want to continue to have children on those apps.
Or like so, Grindr, yeah. For example. Why would Grindr, I mean, you know, kids shouldn't be on Grindr. I'm not that familiar with it, but
absolutely not.
I'm familiar with it enough to know that's not really a platform where children under 13 should be.
Right. Right. And so it's not a platform that children under 18 should be on.
Right, yeah. Okay, good point.
The App Store bill, all it does, it doesn't block anyone from a particular app, but it makes sure parents have the actual information about what sort of ads their children will be exposed to, what sort of data is being collected on their child. It gives them that information and lets the parent make the decision. This bill is all about parental rights. It's all about giving them tools and empowering them. It's not about the government having control. It is creating a framework in which parents can glean accurate information and holding bad actors accountable. So it is, you know, the opponents keep coming up with these, I call them opaque, kind of transparent arguments that really don't have any real substance to them. And when you ask them to point out actual problems with the bill, they can't do it because their real concerns have nothing to do with the actual bill. They just don't want to be held accountable for what they've been doing for decades.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's where we're at. You've got this piece of legislation that is kind of in limbo. And again, it's called the App Store Accountability Act, Senate Bill 372. And it's currently sitting in the Kansas House Committee, Federal and State Affairs Committee. It right now, it had 11 yays and 11 nays, which is the only time the chairman votes is when this happens. The chairman voted in the nay, but it can be brought back up. Now, as I understand it, there's only 2 days left, Monday and Tuesday. So if folks are concerned, if they want this to pass, what do they need to do? They need to reach out and let their representatives, especially ones in Wichita, they need to let their representatives know they support this and make sure they vote yes to get this out of committee, correct?
Yes. Yes, slight correction. It was a vote to table the bill, so the chairman actually voted to table the bill.
Okay, to table it. So it's tabled. It's not dead.
It's tabled. It's not dead. They can bring it back either Monday or Tuesday of this week, get it to the House floor, and get it done. And so I would encourage everyone listening to this to go to our website, kansasfamilyvoice.com, click on our Take Action page, and they can reach out to the legislators there. But especially in Wichita, we've got a couple legislators in Wichita that are, quote-unquote, have questions about the bill. But Representative Humphreys is leading the charge to get this bill across the finish line, as well as Representative Bob Lewis and Leah Howell have been strong supporters all the way through. So, you know, Wichita's a little bit split on this one, but we need people in Wichita to make sure that their legislators know that this is a very important bill, that it's effective, and that parents want these sort of tools.
Well, that I think folks know their, you know, what to do if they have concerns. They need to reach out to their representatives, and particularly, apparently, Representative Bergkamp here in Wichita. And if they're concerned about it, they need to reach out and make their voices heard. If folks are interested, again, what is your website? And they can reach out and get information from you at Kansas Family Voice.
It's KansasFamilyVoice.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for up-to-date updates.
Brittany, we appreciate you joining us, so thank you again for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.